Khmer Rouge attack. February 1979. The sky is pitch black and the air is still. All is quiet, except for the rhythmical chirping of crickets calling out to each other. Suddenly, a loud explosion awakens us. I sit bolt upright, my ears still ringing from the blast. My heart and stomach vibrate from the shock. Then we hear a shrilling whine before another rocket ruptures nearby. The straw walls and roof of the hut rustle and shake. The children scream at the top of their lungs, clambering around the mother. The father jumps out of the hut and runs to look outside. Chu, Kim, and I follow him. Outside, the earth shakes violently as crackling yellow, orange, and red flames devour a neighbor's hut. Gray smoke floats to the sky, and white ashes fall on us like powder.
Chu, Kim, I yell.
Follow me, stay together,
the father hollers to his family. He picks up two of the children and jumps out of the hut. The mother holds the baby tightly in her arms and follows. Kim leaps into the hut and grabs his backpack while Chu and I wait. All around us, people cry and scream for help as more rockets rain on the village. The dark night is bright as many houses are engulfed by fire and villagers rush to evacuate. With our legs shaking in fear, we follow the father, ducking when he ducks, keeping low when he keeps low. We come to the river and, holding hands, wade across it, desperately reaching for safety. Once on the other side, we find shelter in an old abandoned warehouse with a low concrete roof, propped up by three remaining walls.
We stay here tonight, the father tells us. It is guarded by the Yuans, and it is safe.
The shelter is filling up fast as more and more people arrive. Among them, I see Pity running through the door.
Pity, over here!
I scream over the wails and moans of others. She waves and runs toward us with her mom and brother, settling in the space next to us. We spend the night in the dark, afraid that any light might signal our whereabouts to the Khmer Rouge soldiers. Everyone is quiet, breathing softly, some even trying to sleep. My heart beats loudly, jumping at every sound as I crouch in between Pity and Chu, praying to Pa to protect us. Chu sits beside me, holding Keem's hand tight. I grit my teeth hard together to stay calm. Outside in the distance, the mortars and rockets continue to explode through the night. The hours pass slowly. I tap my feet as if to the beat of some fast song, hoping to make time go by faster. Chu now sits cross-legged, her hands clasping together and then unclasping. Next to her, Keem lies on the ground, using his backpack as a pillow. The father and mother stretch their legs beside us, with the children sleeping on both their laps. All around us, families are lying down on the ground with no mats or blankets separating them from the dirt. Their knees pull up close to their chest, and their arms prop up their heads like pillows.